Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Peter Monahan, Tomorong, New South Wales.
One foot touched the wooden rail, and then another. Hands gripped the smooth metal finish of the gutter, a loud creak suggesting the instability of the position. He looked down. The ground seemed a lot further than he knew it was. The soft grass now adorned with a mosaic of colour. Crackled brown leaves providing a contrast to the green shoots of the tree nearby as they softly shimmered in the evening breeze. With a suddenly renewed determination, he looked to the sky and then hoisted himself up onto the roof of the house. Ignoring the creaking iron beneath his feet, he ventured forward to the peak, the highest point that he could reach. A few nimble steps and he was there, all fears evaporating into the crystalline air, his gaze drawing in the expanses of beauty that now surrounded him. Beyond the cosy perimeter of houses and yards stretched the hills, and then the gum trees, and finally the sky, the magnificent sky. It was an image of serenity, yet a simple joy. Silence surrounded him, but for the hum of a television nearby, and his eyes became drawn to its glow through the open window of a neighbouring house. Images of dull orange desert, and then the sounds of gunfire were emitted from the television speakers.
Iraq, a series of car bomb attacks in quick succession.
They shattered the natural aesthetic, even dull and quiet as they were. Tanks rolled through some dry urban war zone, walls of rubble flanking either side, twisted buildings and stretching shadows, long forgotten mines. And then there were images of people and pain, crimson stains, screaming women, vents spewing mists of polluted air, children huddled beneath burnt-out cars. He turned away, images of warfare etched into his mind, a stark contrast to his current surrounds. A high-pitched whistle echoed from the bushes nearby and something stirred, shot over his head with a fluid speed. A mortar round? No, just a lorikeet, disappearing through the trees ahead. He didn't care to understand the reasons behind the conflicts. His question was different. Why could he experience the beauty of the country, the beauty of the pale blue sky and the gently swaying trees, yet those children could not? Would he ever go through what they had? Would they ever experience what he took for granted?